Amazon soars, Oracle sinks, and SpaceX becomes the new corporate treasury. S&P futures opened essentially flat at around 7509, but beneath that calm surface, individual stocks told a story of sharply diverging investor conviction. Amazon drove the week's biggest headline, with Prime Day hitting a record $26.4 billion in sales, a figure that, coming during a period of elevated interest rates and persistent inflation anxiety, suggests consumer discretionary spending remains more resilient than bears had expected. Meta shares also climbed as analysts pushed back on what they characterized as an overcorrection to earlier concerns about the company's AI infrastructure spending, arguing that AI features are already showing up measurably in engagement and advertising metrics. Oracle presented the starkest cautionary tale. The stock has fallen roughly 53% from its 52-week high, erasing approximately $100 billion from Larry Ellison's net worth and dropping him from a top 5 to 7th place ranking among global billionaires. The correction reflects a judgment that Oracle's cloud business, while growing, has not grown fast enough to justify the premium multiples it commanded at the peak of AI enthusiasm. Salesforce faces a structurally similar challenge. A downgrade to a 3-year stock low signals market anxiety that AI-native competitors are narrowing the moat around the company's core CRM proposition. Palo Alto Networks bucked the trend with a record high, reinforcing the narrative that if AI-powered attacks represent the banking system's largest risk, security spending becomes one of the most defensible categories of technology investment. The most structurally novel market development involves SpaceX. Small-cap NASDAQ companies, Solidian Technology and Triller Group among them, are purchasing SpaceX shares and holding them as treasury assets, replicating the corporate Bitcoin treasury strategy that MicroStrategy pioneered around 2020. The mechanism allows investors who cannot buy SpaceX directly in public markets to gain exposure through listed proxies, but it raises real questions about whether the acquiring company's actual businesses have become afterthoughts, and creates concentration risk if SpaceX's valuation corrects sharply. The Bitcoin undercurrent to all of this arrived when Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, filed a plan to sell Bitcoin holdings as the cryptocurrency traded below $60,000, while simultaneously announcing a $200 million share buyback. When the firm that pioneered the corporate crypto treasury strategy begins filing liquidation plans, it carries a narrative weight that can move the broader market. A former Federal Reserve official's warning that Americans should plan for structurally higher interest rates compounds the picture. If the consensus shifts from anticipated rate cuts to a new higher rate equilibrium, the implications for leveraged positions across equities, real estate, and crypto are significant.